Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Beauty Pageant Questions and Answers.
Candidate number 10, Christine Lopez. What piece of advice would you give to victims of cyberbullying?
I think the best advice I would give to cyberbullying is, the best advice I would give to cyberbullying I think the best advice I would give to cyberbullying is to love your mother.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, July 30th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, making sheep sounds so the guy you're having sex with can climax. Plus, congressman by day, Bigfoot erotica enthusiast by night, selling barbecued humans, and unleashing liquid ass on your dad. All coming up today.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you, kicking off a new week of programs. This right here, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Got a good one for you. Hope you all checked out the weekend podcast. If you missed it, I posted it on Saturday. Go back, listen to that show. Today, I have a variety of clips I wanted to share with you before we get into the news. First up, many years ago on the podcast, we played an intro that was basically a trailer for a porn movie called Sexual Freedom in the Ozarks. It's your standard, you know, like hillbilly, redneck, backwoods fuckfest film. Here's a little bit from the trailer in case you don't remember it.
Sexual Freedom in the Ozarks. Homer Heapley, Jed's hired hand, throws Dr. Meat over a barrel and shoves his colossal country cock way up into her.
That pussy is finger licking good. I thought the announcer referred to the dude's penis as a corn cob cock. Maybe that's later on in the trailer.
Helen, Dr. Meat's black soul sister secretary, winds up sucking country cock as only a soul sister can.
You know, it's a very country-themed porn. But it's pretty progressive. It features a black woman. It's a fully integrated piece of pornography.
While Jed shoves his corn cob cock right up into her juicy black mouth and little old honeypot.
All right, you get the idea. Well, one of the freaks in the Discord, Torso, posted the full-length film Ozark Sex Fiend or Sexual Freedom in the Ozarks from 1973, and I thought I would walk you through this masterpiece. By the way, the Discord, over 700 members strong, we're inching our way to 800 freaks hanging out in there. Very cool. Discord, of course, is free. There's a link over there at distortedview.com. Okay, so here we go. At the beginning of this film, we see some people. I guess they're lost in the woods. Some friends here. I couldn't tell you what they look like. It's so blurry and washed out. You know, this is a porn film from 1973. I couldn't even tell you if they're white or black. I don't know if this is the soul sister about to get raped in her, in her corn cob hole or whatever, punny pot. They look white to me.
Oh, it's all your fault, you rotten pilot. I should have never hired you for this project.
I wish I at least had my compass.
This is no time to cause dissension between people and the party.
Which way do you think we ought to go?
That line was delivered with such passion that there's no need to cause dissension. Big word for a porno. So I'm guessing a plane crashed here?
Which way? Come on, you're the pilot. Maybe we ought to go down there. Looks kind of cleared. Maybe there's some houses.
Yeah, all right. I think down this way.
Helen, you have all my notes now, don't you?
Yes, I've kept them all.
Okay.
Oh, there is a black girl in their party. Your honeypot's going to get violated.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. At approximately 8:30 a.m. today, a private plane belonging to world-renowned anthropologist Dr. Margaret Weed disappeared about 70 miles northwest of Little Rock, Arkansas. Dr. Weed, who became famous for her first book, Coming of Age in Flatbush, was on her way to Sleepy Oaks, Arkansas to do a study on sexual promiscuity in the Ozarks.
And we have our premise. Because the news has reported on this story, a lot of people are talking about this sexual anthropologist.
You know, Jeff, this is really awful about this Margaret Weed woman. I mean, smart woman like that, what if she's really lost or dead?
Yeah, you know, like, I just picked up this book, called Coming of Age in Flatbush. And it appears as though, like, she's gone all around the world, like, testing people's sexual appetites and whatnot. Sort of a together lady, you know? Like she's
she's a together lady. I think that's what they called, like, women who had jobs in the 1970s. You know, they're together women.
Into things.
Yeah, sure would be a shame if she was gone.
Damn sure it would.
Yeah.
This book is definitely a turn-on.
Yeah, what's to talk about?
They're out at, you know, they're having a little picnic.
Well, it gives you, like, different ways. Like notice here it says the Zulu Vulu tribe in Lower Lithuania, right? It says that before that the man makes love, right? He puts honey on the woman's, it says vagina. I don't know what that means, but
that's her hole, silly.
Oh, well, he puts that down there.
Yeah. Use terminology he can understand.
Then it appears that he has a bird or something coming light on the hole, and then he puts his bird in. No, I see. He puts his bird in the hole.
I see.
And then
he doesn't know the proper name for penis. The
then they
bird.
Have
yeah.
They're idiots. Oh, here they go. He doesn't even know what a vagina is yet. He's going to fuck one. You guys are so lucky. All right, so they start going at it, and then we join our plane crash party, and they're all having sex. Like, the black chick who is the assistant to the sexual anthropologist, the black girl's having sex with the pilot. I guess they're dating. He's fucking her.
Every man should know what it's like to fuck a sexologist's secretary.
It's all in the line of duty.
Duty.
Duty. Fuck me where I duty.
After this interracial jungle fever fuck, by the way, jungle fever is a really racist term, right? The idea is if you have sex with a black person, it's like you're in the jungle, banging a jungle creature. Maybe this is like common knowledge to everyone. Anyway, so, except for me, of course. So, the party, after they're done having sex, they find a shack deep in the Ozarks.
Yeah, I hope the farmhouse isn't deserted.
Maybe somebody lives here.
Well, I
hope so.
You can actually hear the director feeding them lines. That's why she repeated the same fucking thing that was said.
Yeah, I hope the farmhouse isn't deserted.
Maybe somebody lives here.
That's the director. Maybe someone... Say, maybe someone lives here.
Maybe somebody lives here.
I hope so.
Look!
Then there's a shot of each of the cast members with their mouth wide open as they're watching a guy using a watering hose. Apparently they're all very thirsty. Well, it doesn't take long for the sexual anthropologist to get fingered by this guy.
So
apparently she has a thirst of a different nature.
What are you doing the Ozarks for kicks?
For kicks? How do you mean?
Well,
he's eating her pussy right now while she's asking him these questions.
You know, other than women, I kind of heard a rumor that out here in the Ozarks you sometimes make it with animals.
Animals?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah.
Sheep especially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you make it with the sheep?
Well, it's a tricky business, actually. What you have to do is you have to lock the two hind feet into the front of your boots.
Well, this is getting oddly fucking specific.
You know, into the top of your boots? True. I wouldn't kid you. So they can't move around too much. They're just sort of locked in there in your boots, you know? And once they're locked in, you just slip it to them, you know what I mean?
So
That's hilarious.
That's true. It's a true story.
You're a professional. Calm down.
Can I watch?
Contain yourself.
Sometime?
Oh, sure. The only bad thing about it's when they go bad. Because the minute they do, I just come, you know. I just in.
Well, I'll tell you what.
A little bit. You're letting this man eat you out. He just fucked a goat or sheep or whatever.
Too quickly, you know, and then I have dissatisfied sheep on my hands, and they get real.
He's picking her pubic hair out of his teeth.
I mean,
he has no tact. Oh, now she's sucking him. This sounds like music that would be played inside of a grocery store, you know, in the 1960s or 70s. Hey, Madge. Beautiful day. Cantaloupes are on sale. But check that out. I don't want to say I'm disappointed by this movie. Don't get me wrong. All that sheep fucking talk was great. But when I heard the trailer, I thought it was going to be more like Deliverance. You know, like featuring some Deep South guy. Like, what do we got here? Your aluminum bird fell from the sky? Oh, what a pity. I can give you a ride back to town after you ride my dick, bitch. You know what I mean? There's not enough rape in this movie, is what I'm saying. After the anthropologist gives a blowjob, I'm pretty sure the black girl gives another blowjob to the same guy. At least he looks like the same guy. He's wearing a different color shirt, though.
Weed's a personal secretary. I'm authorized to continue her her survey on sexual behavior here in the Ozarks.
Yeah, so she's continuing the questions.
And you look like a very likely prospect as far as my research is concerned.
I do declare.
Yes, can you tell me about the type of sexual things that you do?
There's a guy in the window randomly jerking off.
This is exactly the way I like to have to have things done.
Well, okay, so she's interviewing someone who's autistic. That's nice. Oh, she's
this is really a nice woman, this Dr. What is that woman's name? Weeds? Deeds? Keeds? Oh, it's wonderful that she has assistants like you. Goodness gracious.
Oh my god, his dick looks chewed up. It looks like there's like berries all over it.
Oh.
Bumps. Big bumps.
Oh, yes, indeed.
That is gross. Oh. Oh, that thing is mangled looking. Don't suck that. You're the secretary to an anthropologist. You should know what a good ripe dick looks like. That one's going bad. Also, I noticed that he starts choking, even though she's doing the dick sucking. Hold on here. Let me rewind that.
Bug, go away.
Ooh. Oh, he swallowed a bug. Well, I guess the doctor is having sex with a different person than the assistant, because we then jump back to the doctor now getting fucked over a barrel, literally.
Did you ever fuck on a barrel before?
No, I haven't.
This is going right in my book, my research.
But I'll do anything in the interest of science.
Oh, is this a scientific fucking that we're doing here?
Yeah.
Gee, that's
So for her, this is a tax write-off.
Dr. Ming, you got soft as ass.
You ain't bad yourself. What'd you say your name was?
I didn't.
All right.
Actually.
What a whore.
My name is Homer.
Homer?
Yeah.
I'm having sex with a guy named Homer? Gross!
Homer?
Well,
Homer. What's your last name, Homer?
My parents did it to me. Heapley.
Homer Heapley?
Yeah, H-E-A-P-L-Y, Heapley.
That's a pretty name.
Oh, it's kind of lyrical, I think, Homer Heapley.
This is the weirdest sex talk I've ever heard. How do you spell that last name? Oh, yeah, right in my asshole. H-E what? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice. Very distinguished name.
You let me know when you're about to come now, Homer.
Oh, well, it actually takes me a long time, as long as those goddamn sheep.
Well, but I'm going to...
They make that noise, boy, and it's just
would
all I can do to keep from...
Would this help?
Oh, God, don't do that. Don't do that, Doctor. I don't understand. If you do that,
yeah. bad.
You do that. I'm in trouble here.
Oh, I thought that was music. I thought it was like drum beat. It's the noise of her getting fucked over a barrel.
So that was fucking barrel.
Oh, this movie is great. They don't make porn like this anymore.
If the sheep would be ready, you think it would be?
They're still talking about this fucking sheep.
I wonder if a billy goat is ready for this. He could lift his hand if he is. Oh, doctor.
Oh. Eventually, he comes, thanks to the sheep sounds, I think. Oh, he's coming.
I mean,
right on her ass.
I mean, doctor. Oh, I got carried away there for a minute.
I'm Shirley the sheep right now.
Oh, Shirley.
You can stop that now. What an amazing piece of pornographic history, sexual freedom in the Ozarks. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's up over there at X-Hamster. So just, you know, search for Ozark, I guess. Real quick, before we get into the news, I've got a couple examples of live streamers here. You know, this past weekend, I was playing No Man's Sky. I was streaming it on Twitch for like 7 people. I'm the next ninja. So what I have for you right now, just a few random clips from people live streaming. This guy, I guess, was being called fat in his Twitch chat.
Fat streamer? Yeah, dude. Fat Omega LOL. Yeah. Oh, dude. You're the fat streamer, dude. You're the fat one, dude. He's fat. Well, you said fat. Yeah, that one, dude. Let's make a Reddit post, dude.
Twitch does not seem like a happy place. Everyone there seems rather miserable. I mean, they're all playing either Overwatch or Fortnite. I think this guy's playing Fortnite?
Trap. Hey, thought I was a girl? You thought I was a girl, mate? Hell fucking no, I'm not a girl.
I think this is the same guy.
A huge fucking dick.
Wait, hold on here. I want to hear him talk about his huge fucking dick.
Fucking no, I'm not a girl. I got a huge fucking dick. I got a pair of tits and a dick. You like that shit?
What?
Huh? Does daddy like... Hey, you want to see daddy's dick? Huh? You fucking like that, you dirty little slut, huh? Yeah. You want to see daddy's dick?
I want to see your dick, daddy.
Yeah.
Show me your cock, daddy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to see daddy's dick?
Yeah. Daddy's dick in my pussy.
You want to see daddy's dick?
Give it to me. Let me suck your tits.
What? So this is what goes on during... I was wondering, like, you just watch people play video games? That doesn't sound that interesting. The viewers get bored, and so they start fucking around with the streamer. This is why I don't ever want to stream. I don't need people fucking around with me. Get enough of that in the voicemail segment, people calling me fat. Oh, this is interesting. This next guy is playing, I don't know, probably Destiny or something. And,
And also, can you say...
His child is in the room with him, right? And, you know, it's kind of a sweet moment at first. The kid wants something from his dad. Like, can we play together? But listen at the very end. This is so strange.
Can you set up the Discord? I don't want to feel alone by...
He doesn't want to feel alone. So he would like to be a part of the Discord.
Feel alone by... Tiny.
God, I hate when people fucking donate to these channels. Yeah, there's... It's so loud, these clips.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
People subscribe and like, da, 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 and you can't hear what's going on in the stream.
Like the Discord for me and you only?
Oh, yeah, when we play, yeah, I could have that set up, sure. Let me log into your thing and make sure that your game is loaded, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And I also really missed
you. Aw, right? So this kid was like, can we please set up a Discord for you and me, Daddy? And he's like, yeah, we can do that. And the kid's like, I also missed you because you're never around. You're always locked in your fucking office playing video games. So the kid hugs his dad, right? Who's playing this game. Now listen what the father says.
Let me log into your thing and make sure that...
Also, a lot of people are pointing out that this kid is autistic, right? The father has talked about this in the past.
Let me log into your thing and make sure that your game is loaded, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And I also really missed you.
Wow, thanks. Don't hug me, just because I'm getting you a computer game. This is, I feel like
don't hug me. Oh, don't. This is something I would say to my kid. Oh, God. Not right. Don't hug me.
And I also really miss
you. Don't touch.
Wow, thanks. Don't hug me. Just because you're...
Don't. I mean, listen to how he says that.
Wow, thanks. Don't hug me.
Don't hug me. God.
Just because I'm getting you a computer game. So I feel like a prostitute.
No.
He goes on. He feels like... You're making me feel like a whore here.
A prostitute.
No.
Father of the year. By the way, again, the audio is totally ruined by someone subscribing.
A computer game. I feel like a prostitute.
Fucking loud chimes or whatever. Finally, the last clip I want to share with you with these live streamers is a in real life stream. This guy just sort of films his life. He's walking out on the streets of, I guess, Los Angeles, which is dangerous. He turns the camera around, sees a homeless man sleeping, fixes his camera on the sleeping homeless man, but then the homeless man jumps up awake. Then the homeless man starts chasing him. You know, the homeless guy doesn't want to be on film. This isn't his best moment. You know what I mean?
What the fuck?
The live streamer goes full on retard.
You scared the shit out of me. Hell no. Crazy balls, man. What the fuck? Oh, shit.
The homeless man is chasing after him still.
He's coming. He's getting closer. He's approaching. He's approaching. He's approaching. He's approaching. I'm getting on like hotcakes. Holy shit, that was crazy.
God, every fucking Twitch streamer is retarded.
He scared the shit.
That's where the video ends. Oh, I do have one more short clip I wanted to share with you just because the fine people at Liquid Ass sent me a sample of their stuff many years ago. We talked about Liquid Ass on the show. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's that stuff in a bottle. This is liquid that smells like ass. It's not shit. It's something way worse, right? Anyway, this kid is riding around with his father and his dad, you know, in his dad's truck, and unleashes some liquid ass. Let's hear the father's reaction.
God damn. The fuck? Did you shit in your fucking pants? God damn. What is that?
I don't know. What is that?
God damn.
It's pretty cruel because the father was trying to eat some, I don't know, Italian ice or something, right? I'm going to ruin his little snack.
God damn. Did you shit? God damn. Is that a fart?
What is that?
That smells just like fucking dog shit. God damn.
Is your stomach okay?
Sexual freedom in the Ozarks.
Man, it's still in here.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to get that out. I hope he just opened the bottle and didn't, like, pour it onto the fabric of the car. The upholstery.
A fart.
God.
Let's get the
damn.
God damn.
Damn.
That smells like dog shit.
Are you still doing it?
God damn.
Oh, he's got air freshener in his car. That's not going to help.
You just sprayed my snow
cone. Fuck, I can't help it. Motherfucker needs to go to the hospital. It's still in here.
It lingers, man.
I don't smell anymore.
The fuck, I do.
Nuh-uh.
Lingers like the motherfucking cranberries. That was a 90s reference.
I can't believe that came out of you. I've never smelled somebody smell like that. That's something wrong with that motherfucker.
crowd up in there and died. All right, there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted of the news right now. Do you like the short of you daily? Prove it! Become a true and honorable freak over there at superfreaksideshow.com. That is our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week, we do exclusive programs just for paying members. Tomorrow, we'll be doing an exclusive show. Thursday, another exclusive program. Great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Not a bad deal for over 3,000 shows in the archives, plus new material every week just for Sideshow members. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, well, once again, worlds are colliding. This time, politics and Sextastic Tuesday? What? Yeah, things are getting weird. A Virginia Democrat is accusing her Republican opponent of being a devotee or devotee. I think it's a potato-potato situation. Either way is right, but they both sound wrong. I never say devotee. Devotee? My name is Potato! There's like a 99% chance that song will now be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. I am sorry. Let's just call this guy a fan. He's a fan of Bigfoot erotica? What? That's what one Virginia Democrat is accusing, based on screenshots that the Republican appeared to have posted of a Bigfoot with a large dick. Leslie Cockburn. Leslie Cockburn, who lives in rural, Rappahannock County, and is running against Denver Riggleman in the... Jesus Christ! All those names sound like they'd appear in Sexual Freedom in the Ozarks. All right, so where are we at here? Leslie Cockburn lives in rural Rappahannock County and is running against Denver Riggleman in the state's 5th Congressional District, which includes parts of Charlottesville. Cockburn, a former journalist-turned-Democrat hopeful, had previously criticized Riggleman, a distillery owner, for campaigning with the state's GOP Senate candidate, Corey Stewart, a neo-Confederate. But then she came across disturbing images on his Instagram. A work-in-progress photo of Bigfoot with a huge cock hanging between his legs. The comment from Denver Riggleman himself, cover art for hashtag mating habits of Bigfoot almost complete. I hide nothing in this magnificent tome. Don't erase the censor box. Was he being serious? Did he want to be the next Chuck Tingle? Who the fuck knows? Leslie Cockburn tweeted, my opponent, Denver Riggleman, running mate of Corey Stewart, was caught on camera campaigning with a white supremacist. Now he's been exposed as a devotee of Bigfoot erotica. This is not what we need on Capitol Hill. You know what? That's kind of making me like him more. The fact he's aware of the whole Bigfoot sex story phenomenon. Cockburn said that Riggleman was not what we need. Cockburn's post was met with rage by several self-identified progressive white men who accused her of kink shaming and said, we live in amazing times, and said that they hope she loses as a result. Liberals have turned on a Democratic nominee because she pointed out that her Republican opponent was sketching Bigfoot with a huge ass hog, and he was writing Bigfoot erotica. Maybe that is kink shaming, but I don't want my representative in office writing bizarre Bigfoot fanfic when he should be doing important legislative work. Now, that being said, this Democrat deserves to lose. All Democrats deserve to lose. These people would rather vote someone in that obviously does not share their same values just because their candidate was caught possibly kink shaming, and not even real kink shaming. Like, no one's jerking off to Bigfoot. It would be one thing if it was uncovered that, you know, he liked his ladies to pinch his nipples real hard, you know, like light nipple torture or something. and this woman used that against him. I mean, that would be funny, too. But that wouldn't impede his work. This is a little more bizarre. So here are some tweets. I support Democrats universally, and the fact that you are making this campaign issue makes me want to vomit. I'm telling every VA donor, VA, and volunteer I know to stay away from your campaign. You should be better than this. Irish in Slope tweeted, Leslie, kink shaming is a really fucking bad look. The ghost of elections yet to come said, the sad thing is in R in 6th District, I guess a Republican in 6th District, is totally winnable in this environment, and I can honestly say I hope you blew it. So there you go. I do have a little bit from some Bigfoot erotica. This is Moan for Bigfoot. I don't know if we ever read this on the show as a Sextastic Tuesday. It was in my Kindle library, though, so I meant for it to be read at some point. This is Chapter 5, where Leonard, the Bigfoot, and the lady are about to fuck. Leonard and I slept before the fire. I was snuggling in his fur, his heart beating against me. It was surprisingly comfortable being this close to a man-like animal. He awoke in the night, and a long-seeking finger began to slide over my pussy. I sighed, not really wanting him to touch me, but having no means to stop it. The ease, like, don't fall asleep next to a Bigfoot and expect him not to finger you. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta prepare for the worst when Bigfoot's involved. All right. The ease with which the finger moved indicated that my body was responding to him. Right? She's getting wet. My mind rebelled and cursed me for giving in to this creature, but my pussy throbbed, thinking about how wonderful his tongue had been. Oh, apparently we had already gotten into some shenanigans earlier in chapters 1-4. I thought it was kind of strange. It was, you know, chapter 5 when they were just getting around to having sex. He growled and pushed me onto my back, where he sought entrance into my wetness and prodded me with his long, talented tongue. I moaned and drove my fingers through his hair, arching my back. I would be afraid of ticks. You know, like, Bigfoot lives in the woods. He's super hairy. I would be very concerned about Lyme disease, like burrs, you know, in his fur. Like, a lot of these things you don't think about could hurt you. Like, as he's fucking you, like, stuff that's just, like, caught in his fur is grinding into your skin. And also, think about, like, where his tongue is going. He's tongue-fucking this bitch right now. What does Bigfoot eat? It's gotta be, like, raw animals and bugs and shit. And he doesn't brush his teeth. What is the appeal of fucking Bigfoot? It's gotta be his big, foot-long dick. Oh my god, what if that's what he's named after? It's not that he has a big foot. That's a given. You know, he's a giant man-beast. Everything, you know, he's got big hands, big arms, big legs. Of course he has a big foot, but he has a foot-long dick. My mind is blown! All right, a little more from the story, and then we got to move on. All right, I moaned and drove my fingers through his hair, arching my back. He thrust into me, filling me completely. As soon as his massage had begun, it ended. Disappointed, I sat up to look at him. He held his cock, and I knew what he wanted. I took him into my mouth, sucking and gagging on the incredible length and width of him. The fire had died down, and the house was quiet. Only the sound of the ape's raspy breathing disturbed the peace. His cock glistened with my saliva and his pre-cum. He grasped me and forced me onto my hands and knees. From behind, he gripped my hips while his huge, hard meat pressed against my opening. The feel of something so large trying to gain entrance had my stomach clenching with pleasure. She's a loose whore. He spat on his hands. I don't mean to kink shame. He spat on his hands and wiped it against my pussy for lubrication. Like, how would he know to do that? Like, that's a human thing. Then he drove his engorged, rounded head into me, opening me up to the rest of him. Oh, God, Leonard! Like, she just named him Leonard. I had no idea something that large could feel so good. His cock was long and hard, yet surprisingly soft and yielding. There was nothing painful about this insertion whatsoever. I gasped as he drove in deep, feeling him in my belly. Good God, he rasped. Oh, Bigfoot can speak? are you sure you're not just fucking a tall, hairy dude? Anyways, if you like stories of monsters fucking bitches, I highly suggest Moan for Bigfoot. Check it out. Second story we have for you today, Joseph Roy Metheny, the admitted serial killer who chopped up his victims and sold them as barbecue, what? From a roadside stand in Baltimore in the 1990s, has finally died. He was 62. Metheny was found dead in his cell at around 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Western Correctional Institution in Cumberland, Maryland. The death is under investigation. The morbidly obese killer, by the way, this guy is super huge. I've made him today's featured image if you want to see what this serial killer looked like. The morbidly obese killer had begged for and received a death sentence in 1998, but it was later overturned on appeal. And he then appealed his own death sentence conviction? He was sentenced to 2 life sentences without parole, in addition to the 2 women he was convicted of murdering, 23-year-old Kathy Spicer and 39-year-old Kathy Ann Magaziner? Magaziner? It looks like Magaziner. What does he just kill people named Kathy? He is pretty indiscriminate, though, when it comes to like how Kathy is spelled. He doesn't care if it's Kathy with a K, Kathy with a C. He'll kill them all. Metheny confessed to a sickening string of other murders he was never convicted of. In a jailhouse confession, Metheny said his killing spree began after his wife became addicted to crack cocaine. It's interesting. His last name is Metheny, but she was addicted to crack. She ran away with their 6-year-old son. Metheny worked at a pallet company on a dead-end road and had the keys to the gates. He later told police that he had sex with her, then strangled her with an extension cord and buried her in a shallow grave. Her beheaded remains were found several years later on the property. When investigators asked why he did it, Metheny responded, "Sense of power, I guess, I don't know. Vulnerable, I dreaded, just, I got a rush out of it, got a high out of it. Call it what you want. I had no real excuse why, other than I like to do it." I don't know how to describe it. Though it was never proven in court, Metheny said in a jailhouse confession that he butchered the bodies of Magaziner, and Spicer and sold the meat in a roadside stand, calling it his special meat. You know, I hate to blame victims here, but if you bought this special meat, that's on you. You don't buy meat from a stranger on the side of the road. Its only label is special meat. Your first question should be like, what kind of meat is it, though? I understand it's special. You're proud of the meat. But is it chicken? Pork? You know, like, I want some honesty when it comes to meat declarations. All right. So he sold the meat in a roadside stand, calling it his special meat. Quote, "I had real roast beef and pork sandwiches, and why not? They were very good. The human body tastes very similar to pork. If you mix it together, no one can tell the difference." After he pleaded guilty to murdering Spicer and Magaziner, Metheny begged a jury for the death penalty. "The words, I'm sorry, will never come out, for they would be a lie," he said in court. Wow, he's an honest man. "I'm more than willing to give up my life for what I've done, to have God judge me and send me to hell for eternity." Twisted Killer concluded his jail confession with a warning for hungry travelers on unfamiliar roads. So, the next time you're riding down the road and you happen to see an open pit beef stand that you've never seen before, make sure you think about this story before you take a bite out of that sandwich, he wrote. "Sometimes you never know what you may be eating." Ha ha! He wrote that. Ha! Exclamation mark. Ha! Exclamation mark. That truly is the takeaway from this story. I agree. Finally, today, freaks, we just happen to have one from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yeah, this is a pretty short one from Jacksonville. A Facebook video shows a man chasing people in a Jacksonville convenience store while wielding a live alligator as a weapon. The man yells, "Y'all ain't out of beer, are ya? Is he taking the last bit of beer? You aren't taking the last bit of beer, are you?" First Coast News reached out to the man who posted the video, and he stated that it was all fun and games. "I know everybody in there." Well, I've got the video here, I think. Let's see if this is all fun and games or if this is actual news. Once again, the news getting all their tips from Facebook videos.
Hey, I see you like the gator stoop. I see you like the gator stoop.
That's some woman talking about the gator. So the guy is carrying his gator and he's going into the convenience store.
Hey, man, y'all got beer still? Y'all got beer still? Y'all ain't out, are y'all? Is he taking the last bit of the beer? Are you taking the last bit? Come here, bring yours.
Oh, yeah, the customer's like, oh, my God, it's so crazy. He's so crazy. I'm like, no one's freaking out. They don't think, like, he's holding up the convenience store or anything. I mean, still, you shouldn't bring a fucking alligator to a convenience store, but it does appear to be an alligator.
It's alive.
No gator?
Yeah, even at the beginning when he was chasing the guy around, at the end, you see that guy still in the store, and he's, like, walking up to the alligator, like, is that real? That really? You know, no one got too freaked out. The incident is currently under investigation, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. It's currently unknown if the man has done anything illegal, because, you know, it's Florida. It's all up in the air at this point. Are there any laws on the book about bringing alligators into a convenience store? He wasn't on a leash, that's for sure. I don't know if there's any leash laws in Florida. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, I love to hear from you freaks. You can always voicemail in 206-666-4463. I've got an email address for you, of course, show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and my name is distortedviewshow on Facebook. That's right, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And then it's distortedviewshow on YouTube, and now on Twitch. Even though I don't know how active I'm going to be on Twitch. All right, let's check in with a few freaks. First up, some patrons.
Please set up a P.O. box so I can send you gifts you can complain about on the show. Thank you, and happy almost birthday.
Yes, my birthday is this week. I didn't even realize that until I saw the date today. I thought, oh my God, my birthday's tomorrow, not realizing July has 31 days. So yeah, you've got some time still. You want to shop for a present. By the way, I apologize if there's buzzing on the line, or, you know, on the voicemails. I'm having an issue. I think it reared its head on Friday or maybe Saturday's show, but I've narrowed it down. I figured it out. I need to replace a cable, and that cable is the cable that plays audio.
Skippy Boo, Sideshow Member.
One of the important cables I have.
DJC here. I think someone called up on Saturday's show there and made it declared next Saturday, Timmy Boo Day. In honor of Timmy Boo Day, I think we should have...
Why not Wednesday? That's my birthday.
A little live show.
Wait, Wednesday's my birthday?
A live streaming show.
Oh.
A question and answer show.
Yeah, we haven't done a live show in a long time. It's been several years.
In the evening hours.
Yeah.
Just a thought, or maybe a streaming No Man's Sky get-together. We could do that.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, I did do it this weekend. I was really just messing around. My setup was horrible. I was playing No Man's Sky and I thought, I'll try to stream it for a while. And I probably streamed for an hour or so. One of you freaks, Judge Monkey, popped into my game and, we hung out for a while. Didn't do too much, but, that was kind of fun.
Yes,
next time I'll give you guys more of a heads up.
Show this Saturday, Tim, in honor of Timmy Boo Day.
I don't know about Saturday.
Great work on the podcast. You're the best.
The problem is I've just got so much shit to do now. Like I'm always like having to do things that I don't want to be doing, adult-wise shit. This weekend, a friend is coming down, and we're going to be cutting some of my cabinets to fit a stove in and shit. Like, it's just, like, awful. Oh, I dread it.
Wow, man, fucker. I love live music. I'm sitting here listening to this guy.
Oh, my God. That had some substance to it.
Are you exposed to Mandela effect?
I can't hear you, Spiral Hamfucker. Normally, I would let you just go through your whole thing, but I can't hear you today. Audio sucks.
Hello, Timothy.
Well, now, this one isn't much better. Is this my fault? It's my problem? What's going on?
Except for the music. Now, your taste in music
Listen
is
to
so
this.
Awful. It's bland. It's white cracker, white trash. Awful cracker.
I don't even know if you can hear it. It's so loud. I can't make it any louder, though. This guy is saying that I love your show except for the music. Your taste is awful. And then he says it's like white man music. Let me try one more voicemail. Otherwise, we're going to have to end early because maybe it's a problem with my my cords, my cables.
Hey, Tim, DV listener Velveeta here.
What the fuck?
I'm calling in from my car, so
that
I
better?
Apologize if the audio is total shit. Okay. But I'm going to weigh in on the wiping issue that everyone seems to be so hyped up about here. All right. So I don't think I've heard anyone voice this opinion yet.
What's
going
on?
But I think the optimal way to wipe is a split approach, right? So when you're sitting down, you can get the majority of it off, right? So you wipe thoroughly when you're sitting down. But when you stand up, you should also go twice, just, you know, quick pass once or twice, just to be sure. Because that way, once you're standing up, it's kind of changed conformation, you know? Your ass is a little bit different shape, so it allows you to get a different angle in there. So if you do a combined approach, I think that's the optimal way. And it combines both retard approaches. Standing up totally, I don't think is efficient. But also, totally sitting down doesn't get everything. So, yeah,
okay.
Do both.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I was kind of paying attention to you, and I was kind of messing around with my levels here. Listen to this. Very buzzy. It's fucked up. Yeah, I gotta mess around with that. All right, listen, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Sorry for the shitty voicemail segment. We'll try to rectify that for tomorrow's program. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it okay? Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. It's a great time to sign up. Become a true and honorable freak today. Otherwise, I will see you back on Wednesday. Until then, here's some of my shitty taste in music.
Bum, 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 wow. Now, now, na, 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 na. Bow, 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 now, 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 bow, now, now, bow, la, 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 bow, 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 now, 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 bow, 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 dong dong. Blah,